Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend, and the first movie is Kick-Ass, and a high school boy decides he's no longer fade in the background anymore, but instead he's going to become a superhero with no real skills, an idea that actually catches on.
How come nobody's ever tried to be a superhero?
Well, I don't know. Probably because it's impossible.
Putting on a mask and helping people? How's that impossible?
Dude, if anybody did it in real life, they'd get their ass kicked.
Oh, no, I'm just standing around, you know.
Now, who would not like the idea of this movie? Everybody wants superhero powers. I myself would like to be able to consume all the chocolate chicks I want without getting an ice cream headache. You know, I'm not asking for much, pretty much because I don't have to, because I'm covered by somebody in our very own team, our own Kung Fu Panda, who has some serious skills. He is faster than an idle locomotive, and he can leap tall coffee tables in a single bound. So I have no idea why they didn't show us this movie until I looked up the reason this movie is rated R. For strong, brutal violence throughout, pervasive language, sexual content, nudity, and some drug use by children. So if you're up from what might have been a good idea that went too far, or not, I don't know. Well, the next movie this week stars Martin Lawrence, Chris Rock, Danny Glover, James Marsden, Luke Wilson, and bunches more. It's Death at a Funeral. You know, a funeral would just be way too boring without a whole lot of family drama, like secret pregnancies, accidental drug overdoses, too many dead bodies, and a random dwarf.
Bro, who's this? You know, I asked myself the same thing my dad passed. I said, who is this man?
No, who's in this coffin? Because that's not my father.
You got Jackie Chan in there!
It's not Burger King. You can't just mess up my order.
I normally think that Martin Lawrence is pretty darn funny and Chris Rock looked pretty darn irritating, but in this movie Martin is just kind of funny and Chris Rock is almost normal, which didn't quite work. If they just would have played the first few scenes of this movie over and over again, they would have had a decent funny movie on their hands. It's the middle and the end parts that mess everything up. The middle gets all desperate and pulls out lame joke after lame joke. You know, does Danny Glover really think he could ever be taken seriously again after that bathroom scene? Yikes, I'm still scarred by it. And this movie feels more like you're just watching a circus act for Circus Act, which kind of explains the special deal they were giving on roasted peanuts at the concession stand. I just figured that out. But luckily, the movie does make you laugh from time to time anyway. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, Death at a Funeral is a yellow light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.